Becoming the Instrument by Kenny Werner, Lessons on Self-Mastery from Music to Life. The author has had a neural pathway that equated the touch of the instrument to joy and self-love. He was loving mistakes, not very attached to how well he played, and not even the importance of music. He knew that the whole purpose of music was to please himself and to allow it to pour through. The first step for any musician is to empty him or herself of thoughts and go into the space, drained of all desires and relinquishing control of their playing, which results in freedom from inhibitions. Joy, love, laughter, ease, detachment, loving one's mistakes, and allowing a higher force to speak through your actions is completely possible with practice. You must be nothing but an ear that hears what the universe of the world is constantly saying within you. There is a place inside each of us where perfection exists. The genius, God, lives there. All the creative possibilities of the universe are to be found there. From this space, there's great compassion, love, and detachment. The musician receives intuition and follows it fearlessly. Detachment causes his actions to have a great purpose and results in great success. Trying gets in the way of doing. As Winnie the Pooh says, doing nothing often leads to the very best something. Musicians inevitably ask, "Am I a good musician?" And they attempt to answer that question, and more their practicing becomes more rushed, fear-based, and their playing becomes more inhibited. The hole most of us fall into is that if we play badly, we feel less valuable as a person, and that's a spiritual issue. The space is being willing to listen to the silence. Properties of the space: acceptance, faith, gratitude, luminosity, generosity, self-love, connection, collaboration with others, the ability to take action and make decisions, the ability to attract success, seeing the highest in others, effortlessness, groove. Practicing or studying from this space allows for focus and patience. Our expectations make us think we had studied enough. From the space, we would have simply observed that we hadn't studied something enough, because when we play it, it doesn't come out the way we want it. You inhibit your performance by expecting it to be there. When we observe from the space, we observe with patience. The space, or blessed state, is much easier to connect with than is generally thought. Simply notice that you're breathing, then you're not thinking. There is a quietude. There is an awareness. There is no trick to entering the space. The problem is staying in the space. Practice it for short bits of time. It's better to be completely in the space for 2 minutes than a compromised version for 45. From this space, one can imagine perfect lines, rhythm, harmonies effortlessly streaming out of the instrument, bypassing every obstacle. Bring the mind of this perfect space to the forefront of your mind. Bring the practice of this perfect space to the forefront of your mind. Make the performances a peripheral concern. The one who performs his actions with detachment performs on the highest level. From this space, one develops the necessary patience to change. It's not relaxation or meditation, it's practicing living and playing as your higher self. The biggest challenge for most people is not to forget this. As if someone else was moving through you. You sample a moment of perfection that can be lived in all time. From that space, you're graceful, economical, and brilliant. The beauty and simplicity of this state is too much to maintain, and you'll lose it, but those flashes have an effect on you. Eventually, you can extend them a few seconds or more. You sit there as an honored guest while the angels of heaven serenade you with streams of light-filled song. Sometimes the only way to tempt fate is to make a decision. When one's life is sad and one's heart has been broken, you're forced to trust fate. Once you make the decision, it may or might not be a mistake, but either way, it's the right move because you moved. You take an action, right or wrong, brilliant stroke, or colossal mistake, and it's a success. We become more effective, more alive, more grateful, less fearful, more intuitive, creative, improvisational, funnier, more focused, productive, compassionate, peaceful, and more of service when we think there is a doer and that we are the channel of the doer. The groove works best when it works alone. My desire to direct it is the only thing that can get in the way. We are the instruments who play the instrument. To do that, we have to reprogram the mind to stay out of the way so we can receive. The body plays the instrument without self-judgment and other ruses of the ego. The mind enjoys the music. It beholds music. It becomes grateful for the music. It's possible to create a profound acceptance of love, of whatever one plays. Letting the body play and the mind enjoy opens a channel. If you accept what wants to come out, what comes begins to flow. The psychological component of the perfect instrument is a mind empty of desire, full of gratitude. When technique is muscle memory and you don't have to manage technique, then you can become the perfect instrument, which is one that embodies precision without management or conscious control. The simplest idea of effortless mastery is that we can live in or act from the conscious mind or from what I call the space. Effortless mastery means the perfect and precise commitment of a complex action without thought or effort. If you imagine the mind to be empty of desire, and then act as if you're being directed by your higher power, you become the instrument. You can watch your hands and imagine they're someone else's hands. It can truly feel like someone else is playing. You're just listening and enjoying what is coming out. As you receive the sound, everything develops perfectly, organically, and authentically. One cannot affect originality, but the true hope and the doable task is to become authentic. Authenticity is what happens when you're not trying to do anything. Becoming the instrument means programming the perfect motion while programming the mind to be free of desire and cultivating the great spiritual attitude, the great spiritual attribute of detachment. It is the one whose mind is unconcerned with how long it will take or where he is in the process that will allow the process to go forward. Slow and steady wins the race. Creating precision from an effortless place is what the music world calls virtuosity. The virtuoso doesn't play the piece. The piece plays itself while the musician watches, appreciates, or dazzles. So again, step one is going into the space. If you become encumbered in thought, desire, or urgency, simply drop your hands and become empty. When one becomes the instrument, the master can play. The perfect instrument is one that has learned to keep the ego out of the way and is forever teachable. And that part of the unfolding mystery of perfection is to celebrate one's mistakes.